You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Everybody, welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500, or you can email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Also, make sure you go to Facebook and Twitter, and go to iTunes and download our show. The end. That was panicky. I'm sorry. I did good, though.
You did wonderful.
Thank you.
Once again.
Did you practice all day again?
No?
I didn't.
Not in a drive-in?
No. No. I was too excited.
Good.
So, how was everyone's Halloween? I feel like I haven't seen you guys in forever.
It sucked.
You.
I worked.
You worked. How was Mike Wachowski?
Mike Zip.
I don't know.
Some dumb Polack name.
That's a weird name for like a tiny eyeball.
Wazowski?
In essence.
Wazowski?
Wazowski. Yeah. That's it.
Why would they make a name that a kid can't pronounce?
That's
kid's
a good
movie?
Question, Chris.
Why wouldn't they name it a funny name? Like Winnie the Pooh. That's a funny name.
Like Dick Hertz.
Or Dick. Or Mike Kuntz.
Mike Hunt.
So how is everybody's Halloween? We haven't seen each other since before then. Nothing uneventful.
It's uneventful for when you're older. I mean, when you have a kid, it's different.
I have fun.
Well, you're a kid. You're like a big kid.
Yeah.
Halloween sucks.
Yeah, I saw you had a bunch of pictures posted on Facebook. Yeah.
I know. I got dressed up as more than one thing this year.
I noticed that.
I was excited.
So, besides the Clockwork Orange, what else were you?
I was Jigsaw from Saw.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, I look.
Did you do face paint or did you have a mask?
No, I face painted.
Did you? That's mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah, I did that on like the night before. I was like, oh, I don't want to be the same thing again. Because I had another Halloween party that I was going to be at. So I would have been the Clockwork Orange three times.
Right.
So I just did the Clockwork Orange twice. And then I was like, oh, I'll just do Jigsaw. All you have to do is do twirly things on your face.
Right.
I liked it. I didn't win anything anywhere, though. I tried to win all these costume contests, and
what
I didn't
happened?
Win. I didn't win anything. I wasn't slutty enough.
Should have pulled a tit out
Can
or something.
Can you believe that? Like, I wasn't. I was never slutty enough. everywhere I went, I would see people come in, and I'm like, oh, the Joker. I had the Heath Ledger Joker, and he looked just like him. And I'm like, fuck. He won everything.
He did?
Yeah, except for the slutty thing. A slutty teacher won.
Of course.
That's a stupid.
I know.
That's fucking cliche, isn't it? It's like
kinda.
The slutty teacher, the nerd, the French maid.
Yeah, the nerd.
It's all fucking cliche. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
How did you make out that Saturday night?
My phone died. That's why I stopped getting in touch with you. But you didn't. It didn't seem like you were near me.
No, I was pretty far from you, I think.
Yeah. Because
I asked where that Dobbs was, and she's like, oh, that's a little bit of a hike.
Yeah, you were far, because I was like, what? Yeah. Why the hell are they over there?
Although, all the walking we did that night, I probably could have just fucking came over there.
You should have. It was so much fun.
Well, I'm glad, because where I was, it was not fun.
South Street was so much fun. Everyone was
every fucking
up.
Bar we went to, which, by the way, they all suck, because they were all hipster bars.
Is it Center City that you were in?
No, like
Old City?
No, like, yeah, like Old City-ish.
Yeah, Old City's expensive and very yuppie-esque.
Well, that's exactly what it was.
It's not hipster, because if it was hipster, everything would be cheap and dirty. And that's like Northern Liberties is like cheap. And
it wasn't Northern Liberties. Yeah. No, I think this is like upscale hipster, because everybody was dressed like hipsters. You still had the skinny jeans and the fucking sweater with
the glasses.
Yeah,
wannabe hipsters.
Whatever,
They were yuppies.
Okay, that's fine. But the whole point was that it sucked.
Yeah.
And every bar we went to sucked.
That area sucks.
It was a shitty bar crawl. Really, we did so much walking. All the girls were wearing heels.
Of course.
You know, I was uncomfortable. I was just like, this sucks, man. I didn't know I was going to do this much walking.
Mm.
You know, so I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, I want to go. I was being an asshole all
night.
You're
being like a baby.
I was being an asshole. I was just like, this is bullshit. This is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever done. Like, you know, it wasn't even as cold as I thought it was going to be, so I sweat my fucking balls off.
It was nice.
Yeah, I was all fucking bundled up thinking it was going to be freezing. I was dying. I'm like, oh, fuck me.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was so stupid.
Yeah, I was looking forward to meeting up with you, especially because we got there so early and we weren't even in the area.
Me and Sarah, we were going to bounce. She was getting sick of the walking shit, and I was like, we could take a cab over, you know. I don't have a problem with that.
You should have, South Street, everything's right next to each other.
I know, but we were a little far from
I thought that was...
We were on Ray Street.
You're so far. Jeez.
I know.
Yeah, you're so far.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I've walked from, but it was like, we were walking because we didn't have anything else to do, and we walked from, like, the Gaborhood to South Street, and that was insane.
The Gaborhood. Hey!
When me and Sarah...
Get off my block!
When me and Sarah were in New York, we walked almost 4 miles to where our bus was going to pick us up, because we just had time to kill, and we were like, fuck it. And it was all nice, it was awesome, and then we were in the fucking ghetto. It was scary. Yeah. And we were like, we need to get out of here. And guess what street it was? 34th Street. We're like, there's no miracle on the street. It was
the
ghetto.
Miracle is that you lived.
Survived.
Yeah, that was the miracle. Like, it was shoddy.
Mind if we dance with your dates?
Reach for the sky, honky!
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Yeah, we were like, we should catch a cab. There wasn't even any cars on the road.
Cabs don't go down that street.
No, we were in a part of New York where there was no traffic.
Were you by Harlem?
I don't know. I was like, oh, it's New
York. Proud of him. Let's rob this thing.
It looked like it was such a nice neighborhood when we first started walking. It was fine, but that last, like, half mile was like, we saw, like, the Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
That's cool.
And then we're like, oh, that's cool. And then we saw this, like, massive club on top of a building. Mm-hmm. And the music was so loud, you could feel the bass from the ground.
Really?
And then we were in the ghetto. We're like, what the fuck just happened? It was like night and day, and it was like, it was industrial, and like all the roads were like being worked on, and it was fucking scary. We weren't saying anything, we were just walking, and then she's like, we're in a scary neighborhood. I'm like, here we are.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
I was like, this is August.
Should have just backtracked.
No, we were half a mile from where our boss was at that point. So we're like, oh, we're half a mile away.
Oh,
nothing could happen in a half a mile.
And then it's funny because this crazed maniac later on was like stabbing people like where we were.
What?
He was like a crazed guy, and he was like just like stabbing joggers. In broad daylight, he like tackled some man who was walking his dog.
Jesus.
The guy that was walking his dog, like, held him down there until the cops came. He's like, what the fuck? And he was, like, from a mental institution or something. The guy
explains it.
So he held him down for about 2.5 hours until the cops showed up?
Apparently, the cops showed up very quickly. I don't know how much I believe that. My last New York experience made me kind of not like it. It was a little weird.
I hate New York.
And I always loved New York, but I was like, this is a side I don't want to see. You know?
It sucks.
The glitz and glamour, you want to say?
The glitz and glamour?
The glitz
and glamour. I love seeing the glitz and glamour.
Oh.
Yeah, but every major city has its shitty parts.
Oh, yeah, of course. But I feel like New York is like all shitty parts. But just some are nicer than the others. And this was like...
Most of Philly sucks, too. There's like one good spot in Philly. South Street, that's about it.
I like Northern Liberties.
Northern Liberties.
Yeah, but you go 2 blocks in any direction.
You're getting killed.
If you go on the other side of Spring Garden, that's where it starts.
Oh, yeah.
Pack heat.
It's where the fun starts.
That's scary, that other side of Spring Garden. Mm.
I was on Broad Street. I was right in front of Temple University today.
That's a terrible area, too.
It was beautiful out today.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It was such, I mean, they really cleaned it up. I mean, I was driving by and it was a homeless guy pissing right on the sidewalk in broad daylight. And I'm like, oh, look how nice, you know, he's watering the plants.
Yeah.
It's good for the students.
Mm-hmm.
It's sterilizing the sidewalk.
Yeah. And he was kind enough to do it on the other side of across the street from the university.
So I feel nice. Did you see all the construction that they're doing down there? They're trying to make it so like glitzy and.
Glitzy and clamory. Yeah, they are.
They're trying to, like, it up.
I got stuck heading into Center City a couple Saturdays ago. There was a crane on top of a skyscraper.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. They had a long beam, and something happened. The crane wasn't working, so it was just hovering.
Awesome.
Over traffic?
Yeah, over traffic. Well, they cleared out those three city blocks. So now, you know, I have to do my job, so yeah. I need all the time I can get. Now I'm stuck on this one block, and I can't. You can't just take a UB in the middle of the road in Center, especially when it's a one way. That would be pretty fucked up. So I'm sitting there. I wasted like 20 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, I fucking hate Philly. I hate cities. Period.
Yeah, Philly's a rough city, like in general, to drive around in and stuff. I don't.
New
like
York
to
is
drive
rough
in.
To drive around too.
I would never drive in New York. I drove in New York one time.
I won't do it again.
And I'll never, ever do it again.
Take the bus.
Ever.
I always take
the bus. It's $20. Mm-hmm. Take the bus.
It's easy.
It sucks because you're on a bus, but...
Speaking of New York, you're going up there, right, next week?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it now. Unfortunately.
Man.
Dude, it sucks. I'm, like, so upset. There's, like, who fills in for me when I go... To get, like, go off. Yeah. He got a full-time job, and it starts on Monday.
So you still can't,
I can't.
You're not allowed to take off?
I can't take off if no one can do my job.
What are you talking about? It's not your job to fill that. I mean, you could take vacation days, can't you?
Yeah, but I have to get them filled. I have employees that have to work for me when I'm not there.
So if you had a vacation scheduled in the Bahamas, you have to cancel because somebody got a new job?
I mean, I think that's a little different, but I don't.
See how far it goes. That's all.
No, I mean that would suck. I would have to scramble though last minute, and then it would suck. I don't know. That sucks. I'm going to see what I can do before I say for definite that I'm not.
I believe Rob has some good plans for you.
Well,
are you going?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
No,
they only have room for one person on the mic, and he had to tell some of his own people not to come. Yeah, Missy in.
Yeah, I'm going.
Jesus is going.
You're going?
Yeah, fuck that. I'm going. Like, I have to go.
I'm confused.
I will figure out a way to do it. Like all of this literally just happened 2 hours ago. Not even 2 hours ago that this kid was texting me telling me that he can't work for me next Thursday. I'm sure that I can pull something out of my ass.
Oh, we don't have to go that far.
Use condom.
I need to. But I don't. I need to go. Yeah. Is it that good?
No, I don't know what he's got.
You liar.
Dr. Steve's going to be there. He's going to be a bunch of people there.
Yeah, and Jesus already took off work, so that he's going to go. Did you take off work or no?
I can't take off work.
No, you said you were going to try.
No, I can't. There's no way
I
can.
Okay.
Yeah. No, there's. I'm already, like, overwhelmed. There's not enough people at work to cover me for one day.
Wow.
So I have no choice. I mean, yeah. Now it's like the busy season. Now that we're getting close to that Black Friday, it's going to start, you know.
Yeah, and then once, you know about Monday, right? Cyber Monday?
Yeah.
That's going to affect you.
Of course it's going to affect
like
me.
Like crazy. More than Black Friday, well.
I know, well. I'm ready. I've been taking my steroids.
You don't seem like it. You seem sad.
I'm not sad.
Okay.
I'm still thinking about horrible Halloween.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, there's nothing to talk about. It was boring. It was just fucking...
That sucks. And my phone died, and then I was like really drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
You called that. You knew how it was going to be.
Yeah, you knew you were going to
have that. I know because I know who's setting it up. I know, like, you know what I mean? It just... Mm-hmm. It's the same shit over and over again.
At least it wasn't cold.
And here's the crazy part. In between the bars we went to, we had to literally listen to one of her friends read. Like, we were going through all these parts in Philly where there was some sort of haunting at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, historic value of something that has to do with Halloween. And I didn't pick up one word of what was being read. I was, like, just looking around.
What? She was, like, doing a ghost tour?
Yeah, it was like a haunted bar crawl. Like, in between the bars we'd walk to, she picked a place where something happened. Like, we were in this one alley. Actually, it's not really an alley. There's a lot of homes, like, or apartments, I guess, in this little alley. And it's, like, cobblestone. And apparently there was someone who was hung on this light post that's still there from hundreds of years or whatever. And she was, like, saying, this is where so-and-so was hung.
Shut up! All right, just shut the fuck up!
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
So it wasn't just a... It wasn't just a bar crawl. It was, like, a fucking tour.
Yes, yes.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, yeah.
You get roped into the biggest sex of
bullshit. If my fucking girlfriend would find some normal fucking friends...
That's horrible. A fucking tour around the city.
Now, if you go back in history and you accumulate all the horrible stories that I have that have to do with my girlfriend and her dopey friends and their fucking, you know, parties and shit, the fucking Christmas sweater party, I'm the only asshole that showed up with a faggoty Christmas sweater, and now this thing... And
take that sweater off. You look like a little fag.
Every other fucking thing I've ever had to do. So fucking annoying.
You're
man.
A fucking saint, dude.
No, and you know what's funny? My girlfriend thinks I'm an asshole because I give her shit because I'm like, why do you make me do this shit? Now, I'm glad you say that.
We think you're an asshole for doing that shit.
Well, that's what I mean. I am an asshole.
You have to, no.
Douche face.
You have to do a little bit, but you put the extra effort and do more than a normal, I think, dude would do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to put on a stupid fucking sweater. Not never gonna happen.
You wear it anyway.
Never gonna happen.
Kanye breast. No, I understand it, and I didn't want to do it either. But I figured, you know what? I'll be a nice guy, and I'll get into the quote unquote spirit of the whatever the party. Mm-hmm. So I figured, there's gonna be a party or a house full of fucking people with ugly Christmas sweaters. How am I going to stand out? I'm the one who stands out because I'm the only one with a fucking Christmas sweater on with a big fucking gay deer and snowflake on the front of it. That was the whole point. It was supposed to be an ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah, I know. I went to one last year for the first time. Everyone had ugly sweaters on.
I'm just so done. Like, she just told me, she's like, and the same girl that had that party, the Christmas sweater party, she's like, yeah, she's having a party on. I'm not going. Mm-hmm. I didn't let her finish.
Fuck you.
I didn't even let her finish the day. I'm like, I'm not going. I'm not wearing any sweater. I'm not going. And she's like, well, no, there's no theme. I don't give a shit. I'm not going.
Now you got to see the same people that saw you in that gay sweater.
Right, exactly. Hey, there's that guy. Hey, where's your fucking sweater faggot? It's all a bunch of hicks, too. Like, they're all hicks, you know. I'm surprised they don't live in Virginia, but they're all like, you know, they all sound like country bumpkins over there too. So it's going to be weird being in there. Really, where's your sweater, faggot?
That sucks.
You do more than I mean, you have to.
Yeah, like my girl tells me Saturday. She's like, my cousin's having a sweet 16 party. I'm like, well, have fun. The fuck am I going to do there? Am I going to pop out of the cake with booby tassels on? There's no reason for me to be at a girl's sweet 16 party.
Hell no.
You know?
I wouldn't even want to go to that.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't want to fucking do this stupid shit. That's your problem. You deal with it, you know?
It's like a family thing, though.
It doesn't matter. It's a fucking sweet 16 party.
You don't fit in there.
I don't want to be... I don't want to deal with that kind of shit. I don't fucking invite her to the boring shit my family throws.
You know?
No, fuck. I don't even go. So I don't have to invite her because I don't want to go. I don't want to go to anybody's fucking whatever. My cousin had his kid like christened like last month. Fuck do I want to go for?
Yeah.
I want to go.
Jesus, Bob.
What?
It's family. You should go to shit like that.
Dude, your family left you and went to Florida.
That's different. I got a big family. I got more family here.
Well, whatever. What I'm saying is I just don't want to be dealt with it. I just want nothing to do with it. I got nothing against my cousin or his kid. I'm busy. You know? I'd rather make money than go to a christening.
Well, yeah, who wants to go spend an hour and a half in the church?
And that's the other thing. I don't fucking feel like buying an expensive fucking gift for this kid. You know? It just, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, I'm gonna see him. If I went, I would have saw him a month ago. And then I'll probably see him again when he's 10. And then I'll see him again when he graduates high school. It's like,
that's how it works.
But that's how it works. It's just like, come on, man. Give me a fucking break.
That is
Leave
how
alone.
It works. Like, family just...
Family sucks.
Disperses.
I'm happy with my mom, dad, and brother. That's good enough for me. I could deal with that. Everybody else, I'll see you when I see you.
Kinda.
You know what I mean? I could care less. You know, like I told my girl that, you know, I'd come over to her mom's house for Thanksgiving this year.
That's nice.
You know, because it was weird. Last couple of years, we were always separated on Thanksgiving. She'd go to her mom's because that was like the only thing her mom, only holiday her mom ever did something for the family. So she helps her. So it's not like she can just leave. You know, she's got to help her cook and all that other stuff. And I felt bad because, you know, it's just my mom, my dad, and my brother. And I didn't want to leave them, just the three of them eating this big turkey by themselves. You know, it just seemed, I felt bad, you know. But then this year, my brother's going away. He's going with you, actually, Chris. Yeah. They're going to Tampa Bay for a road trip.
Nice.
And, you know, my parents were thinking about inviting some friends that they grew up with, you know, and for Thanksgiving, because they didn't really have anybody.
Right.
Exactly. They don't speak any fucking English either. And I was like, well, perfect. Then I'll go to my girl's house, you know. Because I already said I would probably go. I just wanted to make sure it was cool. And then when they said that, I was like, green light. Now I'm going to go do the Thanksgiving thing with her family. Which I can do.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Because it involves food.
Oh, yeah. I love Thanksgiving.
So do I. It's my favorite holiday.
Scumbag. It's like the best food, and you get to sit around and eat all day and watch football. And
yeah. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to go to bed kind of early because next day's Black Friday. And
do you have to go to work extra early?
I'm sure I will have to.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I was like, yeah, we could do that. And then, like, that kind of stuff I don't mind doing. But it's like when her friends throw these stupid parties or whatever, these occasions where it's just like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Where? How do I benefit from this? I don't. You know, I had to pay $16 to park in front of her fucking apartment building.
What?
Yeah.
Why did you have to pay $16?
Because there's no parking except for the parking lot right connected to the building. And
a garage?
It's not a garage. It's like a valet thing. $16. Whoa. Unless you're there for like 1 hour, then it's $8.
Oh, you got a break.
Holy yeah. shit.
$16. Yeah, so right off the bat, you're, you know, I mean, I'm coming from Jersey going into Philly, so I'm paying the $4 or $5 toll.
You're 25 bucks in the hole before you even fucking get out of the car.
Exactly. And it's just like, wow, this is crazy. Like, and for what?
Where was her apartment at that there was no street?
It's right by, I forgot the name of the street, but you know where that, you ever see that Penn's Landing sign that's written in blue? Mm-hmm. There's a building right next to it. That's where she lives. It's where Scott Hartnell used to live. He used to have the suite or the whatever, the fucking presidential.
That's
whatever.
Where you could. I found street parking on South Street.
Yeah, but there was no parking because it was Saturday night, and it was mobbed. Was it Saturday or Friday? I don't even remember.
It was Saturday.
Saturday. It was mobbed. There was no spots on the street.
Oh.
So we had no choice, and it was like, well, why don't we do park on 95? Because 95 was the closest thing to me.
There is a lot down there that you can take stairs and walk up. That's only 12.
Well, at that point, if it's $4.
$4,
yeah. It's right next to the building.
That sucks. I paid $4.
That's good. It's not a bad thing.
I know, but that's a shame. There isn't enough parking down there.
Well.
There's nowhere to park.
Yeah, and I'm not taking no bus to Philly, you know, especially when it takes me fucking 15 minutes to get there and back. You know, it doesn't take me long to get there. It's like literally 18-minute drive to get to that part of Philly. Because you go right off the Ben Franklin Bridge.
And it's boom.
And you take that first, like, exit before it
on
hits
the cobblestone.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like and two blocks from there.
Oh.
So.
And then you walked from her house?
Yeah, we walked the entire time from her place. And it was just, oh, it was brutal. Old City. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
I'm getting corrected.
Old City has some fun bars, though. You just didn't go to any.
Exactly. We didn't go to any of the good bars. Like, why couldn't we have done something like... it would have been nice to just go to one bar all night.
There's instead of going to a... There's this bar called Eulogy that you would have loved. It's awesome.
I don't know if I would.
It has, like, 300 different kinds of beer.
No.
Moonshine.
That's kind of like the bar we went to on New Year's where they had, like, all these whatever
beers. They only had their own beer, though, at that place.
Is this the same type of place? Where they have their own beer?
No, it's a Belgian brew house.
Eulogy. It sounds creepy.
Oh, it's a really cool place. I love it. I go there all the time. Or Kyber. Kyber's really good. It's small, though. It's probably packed.
Kyber? Kyber Sose.
I can't believe all the good bars that are in Old City and you got fucking stuck at... How many different bars you go to?
Did you go to Lucy's Hat Shop?
No. Yeah. No, we didn't go to anything worth mentioning. To be honest with you, I don't remember the names. They were not worth mentioning. Oh. There was one place we went to where you as soon as you walk in, you literally have to go two flights down these stairs inside, and it's like a basement.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And there's like an old bumper car like in the back. It's like an old... Yeah. We went there. That was like one of the last places we went to, and I was like... It's like a dungeon.
I hate that place.
You know? And there was hipsters. I'm telling you, there were hipsters in there.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I'm probably going to get the name of this place now. I'm doing a show. She said we went to the Kyber.
So you did go to the Kyber.
What's the Kyber?
It's on 2nd Street.
It's a river.
It's a river?
However, it's...
It's right. Next to a pizza place called Margarita Pizza.
I don't fucking remember.
You didn't remember the pizza place?
No.
It's like some of the best pizza you'll ever have in Philly.
Where's this place at?
She said that's right. One of the lady bars.
Right next to the Kyber.
I'm doing a show.
On 2nd Street. It's like second. It's right. It's like a block off of front.
Yeah, whatever. The point is, they all sucked.
You actually weren't that far from us then, technically.
Well, we started out that Ray Street Tavern or whatever the fuck it was, and then we went.
From 2nd Street, if you just go like through the back, you're like six or seven blocks away.
It literally felt like we walked a total of 10 miles that night because we were walking around and we were in this park.
Is it because of all the cobblestone, too?
Well, that was a bitch, too. That was a fucking...
She's got heels on and shit.
Well, I mean, the girls that threw the fucking thing were wearing like comfortable shoes.
Oh, they know.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, not doing this ever again.
You'll do it next year.
No, I won't.
Do something different.
No, because she even said there is no next year.
Ah, see, she knows.
Because she says
no tomorrow.
Because one of her friends was like, well, next year we'll make sure that we plan it out a little better. She's like, there ain't going to be no next year.
Negative.
So, and I even said to her, I was like, you'll go. I won't, but you will. Because the first year I didn't go. First year we were dating. It was actually snowing that night that they went. You remember?
I do.
And here's what's funny, too, about that night we just went out. There was, like, barely anybody dressed up.
That's weird, too.
Barely. Like, there was one spot we were at where there was a few people that came in that were dressed up. That dungeon place. And then that was it. Other than that, we saw nobody. We passed, like, two people on the street dressed up. And I'm like, I feel like we're fucking retards that just left the bus that are just roaming around the city because we're the only ones dressed up like assholes.
South Street was filled with assholes.
And on top of that, these fucking
so it was
three,
a normal Saturday night.
These three fucking immigrant fucking, I don't know what they were, Russians, I don't know what they were. They were midgets. They were midgets. They were hitting on every girl that we were with, including my girlfriend, right in front of me. And I'm like, really, Mini Drago?
He's like, what, are you going to kick me?
You know, because he's like touching her hat and shit. And I'm like, oh, don't touch. Don't touch. You can look. Just
how
don't
did he
touch.
Reach it?
Like he was reaching up.
You sure he wasn't Mexican?
Yeah. No, he wasn't Mexican. He was fucking dirty. He was a dirty European. Filthy European.
There was a gaggle of them?
Yeah, there was these little fucking Europeans just...
Were
you
they
know,
dressed up?
The one guy, yeah, they sort of. They had like regular clothes on, but like one guy had handcuffs, which he handcuffed one of the chicks we were with. And thank God this one guy saw it. I didn't see it. This one guy saw it, and he was like, whoa. He walked right over. He's like, uncuff her now. He was with us the whole time. He's like, uncuff her now. It's really uncomfortable. You're just going to – you didn't even know the girl's name. You cuffed her to yourself. Like, that doesn't smell like a rape, you know?
Yeah. What a fucking dickbag.
Seriously. And then this fucking jerk off, my girlfriend's waiting to use the bathroom, so he walks down there. I see him. He's talking to her. So he buys her a beer, right? And I'm like, unbelievable. So my girlfriend's like, well, I'm going to give it to me. She's going to give it to me. You know what I mean?
Right. So you drink the roofie.
Well,
no.
Right. Well, here's what happens. She brings the beer in the bathroom, right? Disgusting. Right off the bat.
Yeah, never bring a drink in the bathroom.
Right. And then she comes out with it, and she's like, here. And I'm like, I was like, what? She's like, that guy got me a beer, but I'm going to give it to you. I told him what to get because I knew you drink these. And I was like, you took it from him, and you brought it in the bathroom. Like, I put it on the bar. And she's like, what are you doing here? I was like, get the fuck out of here. I put it back on the bar. And the guy saw me do it. Like, he was upset that he got her a beer, she gave it to me, and I put it on the fucking bar.
Oh, my God.
So what? Take it back for all
drink
I fucking
care.
Drink
it yourself, midget.
Yeah, right, exactly. Take it back for all I fucking care.
What she should have done was took it in the bathroom, poured it in the fucking toilet, and gave him the empty bottle as she walked out.
I would have smashed it over his fucking face.
What, was everybody just being, like, polite, like, oh, ha, ha, ha.
They weren't being, like, they weren't being assholes about it. Like, they were
but
just...
But they weren't being inviting.
They were trying. They were trying to be nice to all the girls there, but it's funny. It's like these three guys. Here's what they do: they wait for the next group of girls to walk in. They go and talk to all of them. Then they make wait for the next one. Basically, they're going through the whole gambit of women to see which one they're going to get lucky with.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for them, there weren't any girls under 3 feet that showed up.
They were
Oh, they were so fucking tiny. And one guy was kind of high pitched with like a weird accent, and I was like, what is going on? I'm like, get me out of this fucking creature cantina.
The Russian mob is
infiltrated. It was like fucking Star Wars in there.
Like Ewoks?
There was all kinds of creatures in these fucking
give
places.
Give me what you got! Give me what you got!
Oh, it was
did you end
terrible.
Up spending a lot of money?
Not really.
That's good.
Not really, because my girlfriend knew I was pissed. She was buying all the drinks.
Once you had to pay to park.
No, I knew that was coming. I had a feeling that was, you know, part of the deal, I guess you could say. But, I was just sick of it, you know. I bought a couple rounds here and there, but she bought most of the. She bought like we got a drink at every place we went to, so I don't know. We went to like 7 or 8 places, something like that. God, it was fucking terrible, and all the walk-in and fucking, it was just stupid. It was really dumb.
Boring.
And let me tell you how fucking ignorant people are. So these girls want some stranger off the street to take a picture of all of us together, you know.
Yeah,
every person that walked by, they were like, no. They asked them politely, hey, could you please take a picture? No. They walked right by. There was a couple, you know, and the one dude that was with it, he was getting pissed off. He was like, yeah, go fuck yourself, you Canadian tourist. And I'm like, whoa, let's not start any shit now. Come on. It's in their fucking legal right to say no, to take a fucking picture of a bunch of assholes that are dressed up a week before fucking Halloween.
Yeah, it's their legal right, but it's just a fucking dick move.
One guy was like, I have somewhere to be.
Dick move.
He's like, I have somewhere to be. That was his answer.
You can't take 2 seconds out.
Well, no, the thing is, though, and I'm not taking anybody's side.
Well, this nice young couple finally did.
Yeah.
They were really nice about it.
When you see a big group of girls and they want their picture taken, once you take the picture, they're all going to want to look at it and see if it's good.
That's why you take like 6 of them.
Yeah, that's what I do whenever anybody asks me. I'm just like fucking...
Snap, snap, snap.
Machine
go.
Gun. Da, 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 da. But still, people really don't think like that.
Nobody wants to deal with a gaggle of women.
I mean, kind of.
They really don't.
Because they don't like the. Oh,
but still, that is
one?
Rude.
Can you take another one.
Like if I was like, "Oh, can you take a picture?" and someone said no, I would be like,
"See, I actually feel, I actually don't have a problem with that. You know why? Because I'm one of those people. Like,
you're
no,
like, no,
no. Go fuck yourself. You knew you were going to take pictures today. You didn't bring an extra person to do that job. The fuck you asking me? Don't bother me. So I wasn't even mad at these people. Because I think it's stupid. I can't stand when my girlfriend, when we're in some sort of, like, we're at a wedding a couple weeks ago, or a month ago, whatever. And she's like, let's get someone to take our picture. And I'm like, why don't you get one of your friends to do it?
Just
at least
selfies.
You know them. Well, yeah, but after a while, it's just like, it gets
it's
old.
The same picture.
Yeah, she wants like a full whatever.
I went to the museum last night and took a bunch of selfies with art. I did.
Can you put them up on the Instagram, Jersey Jerks Instagram?
I don't know the password.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it.
There you go.
Sorry. I did, and then like Joe's like reading, or Jesus is reading like things, and I'm like, and he's like, what are you doing?
Kisses me with Picasso.
He's like, do you want me to take a picture? And I was like, no, take a selfies.
How does that poor guy put up with you?
I don't know. I was like, am I getting on your nerves? I'm going to say this like 1,000 times.
He's got the
patience
of a saint.
You're fine. He does. He is a saint. Saint Jesus. I had a good Halloween this year,
though. That's good.
It sucks that yours sucked.
Well, if you want to call that Halloween, you can.
Yeah, it was a week before. It didn't
feel like
Halloween.
Night of Halloween, that still sucked, too.
What'd you do?
Well, I was over at my girl's house. She was giving candy out. You know, all these fucking retarded kids showed up. That was
literally
pleasant. Well, there's always, it's funny, every year I'm there, there's always one fucking kid or a group of kids that there's something wrong with them. And, you know, they want to see the dog's costume. And I'm just like, close the fucking door already. And I'm trying to watch TV. Like, I, you know, giving out candy and stuff. And here's my favorite. This is what I love. This is what I fucking love. There, of course, there's like these young teenage kids that what they do is they keep fucking making rounds and going back to their houses. They have a different fucking, they wear, here's their costume, a hoodie.
And a mask.
And a mask.
Yep.
Or then they'll do a hoodie and then they'll close it real tight and you just see the eyes. And it's like, dude, you were just fucking here, you know? Like, get the fuck out of here. And it's like, no wonder why fucking Trayvon got shot. Because he's making too many rounds around the neighborhood. It's like, enough already. But seriously, like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, why? Why are we putting up with this shit? Just fucking close the door on him.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You got the fucking Rottweiler here, and you got me. I'll sit on him, and fucking Benz will chew their fucking ears off.
So,
or whatever.
What was the dog dressed up as?
He had, oh, this is the other thing. This is a male Rottweiler. It's a very big dog. And it had a huge pumpkin. Like outfit on it.
That's awesome.
And what's funny is the dog's not fixed.
Uh-huh.
The so dog's humping the costume.
No. It doesn't have to, because my girlfriend stole his masculinity years ago by putting on that costume originally.
Aww.
He walks around. He's like wearing his big orange, like fucking bubble of a pumpkin costume on, and it's just like. And
Does
I look at him.
Seem
and
like
I'm
he
like,
likes it though.
Well, he's older now, and he's got he's got cataracts. So he doesn't see so well anymore. So at this point, he's just like, whatever.
You know, I can't at this see point, that I look like an asshole.
At this point, you could spray paint on him. He'll just be like, whatever. You know.
He's like Yellow Dog in Funny Farm.
Yeah, Yellow Dog.
His tail's on fire.
Well, she has two costumes that she went back and forth with. One was Elvis. So he had like the Elvis jumpsuit on, which is cool, you know.
Awesome.
But she went with the pumpkin one because, of course, it had to match her. My girlfriend even treats her dog like a fucking accessory.
Why was she a pumpkin?
Well, she was wearing like a candy corn witch hat. It was like, you know, and this,
she was the candy corn witch,
sort of. Okay. But it was more of a I guess you say dressed down version. Like she just had leggings on, like she was comfortable.
Oh, okay,
you know, and of course that matched the dog. So
I gotcha.
She was like, well, no, I'll use the pumpkin because we'll match. You know, and she has to get a picture with the dog.
Aww.
Just let him be Elvis for fuck's
That's
sake,
cute.
You know?
I saw a couple of really offensive costumes. Not in real life, but on the internet.
Huh.
There was...
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it the zombie pregnant woman with the baby's face coming out of it?
No.
Not so bad.
No, it was one girl.
The Boston Marathon bomber,
and then
the Boston Marathon runner, but she was completely covered in cuts and bruises.
Yeah, she was fucking awful.
Yeah, that was pretty.
And
bad.
Then this other, it just was foreign.
She got fired from her
she
job.
Did.
Yeah,
she's like, "What? I was a survivor." That's what she said.
Not from your job.
Yeah, and then two girls got dressed up like the Twin Towers when they got hit by the planes.
They won the contest.
They won the contest.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was Not in America, though.
I was going to say, was this in the Middle East?
No. It wasn't in the Middle East. I actually have the article in my bag.
Are you serious? Fuck off.
Yeah. Their costumes were weird, too, but it was like the planes, the building was on fire, the planes are in the fucking building.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I went as Osama bin Laden.
Oh, 9/11, it's the best.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So did Chris Brown.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's an asshole. Wish I would have never done that.
I highly recommend a visit to the Empire State Building before you or one of your sand monkey cousins takes it down.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, the costumes were kind of stupid. Yeah.
One story I heard, which was pretty fascinating, there was a big, like, outdoor rave party somewhere, and it's every year. It's this huge, like, ordeal. And this one guy was dressed up as a field sniper, which is basically like burlap sacks and straw. It's camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody was fucking hammered or high or whatever. This guy goes to light a cigarette and immediately just bursts into flames. So he runs in front of like the crowd. So the crowd thinks it's part of like the party, the festival. So they're cheering and they're taking their phones out, and this guy's running around waving his hands, and he's literally burning to death. And you know, everyone's like, "Oh!" And they're screaming. They're like, "Yeah, yeah!" You know, taking pictures and stuff like that. And this dude finally falls to the ground, and then that's when they realize, well, he's still on fire and he's not moving. And it's just like, this is a dumb.
Did he die?
I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah,
where's the video for that?
I don't know.
Where's the video for that?
How come nobody remembers to stop, drop, and roll when they're on fire?
Because you're on fire. You're not really fucking thinking.
I'm thinking I don't want to be on fire
anymore. Well, I think he was just... I think at that point he was probably fucking hammered and
he's
didn't
like,
know
oh,
what to
hot,
do.
I don't know
but he was completely hot. Covered in this sniper outfit, which, you know, again, this is an outdoor thing, so there's a lot of trees around and stuff. So he probably, if he walked off to the side, you probably wouldn't even see him because he's camouflaged until he burst into flames. It's like, if they were playing, like, hide and seek, like, there you are. I mean, it's just unbelievable how stupid people are. It really
that
is.
Sucks.
Fuck them.
True.
Louis J. Gomez tweets.
Yes.
Watching Jersey Jerks on Ustream, why is the camera just pointed at Missy? Eye candy? More like eye nose candy.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I know. Is that like cocaine reference?
I guess so.
Huh.
I'm a dirty Puerto Rican.
That's a weird fucking question.
Product placement.
They get sued by Pepsi. Oh, Mark, nice. You put the camera on yourself for a while. Change
I know.
It
I
up.
Thought you were going to eat while it was on you.
No.
I have a candy bar.
Like it, yeah.
What's that?
It's candy.
Yeah.
Put that in front of the camera.
There you go. This is why we're all so fucking fat.
I know why
what
I
is
am.
This? What kind of dish is this?
It's Halloween candy.
What kind of dish?
It looks like
it's
a
fucking
pan.
Bowl.
It's adobe.
It's a chocolate casserole.
It's a bowl. She said it's a bedpan.
What kind of bedpans do you use that look like that?
You're dirty!
Why does it
what,
have
do you just
this...
throw your fucking pussy lips in it?
Why does it have a faucet?
To pour shit. I don't fucking know. I bought it. It's a bowl. I'm a guy.
Oh, no. It's ooh, it's a measuring cup.
Okay.
That's not a cup, dear.
It's a measuring bowl.
There you go. We have some requests to move it out from the front of your boobs. If you can just slide it over. I'm telling you, man.
You should just take the whole bowl and dump it in your shirt. That way you can't even tell if you have boobs anymore. It just looks like a pillowcase full of candy.
Who gave out this candy? You?
Yeah.
You were at work.
Huh?
You were at work.
I was home till 5:30.
Oh, okay.
Then I went to work and not a single kid came out. So
same
I got
with
to keep
me.
All the candy.
I left work early to get my costume ready and no one was home at my house. I was home for an hour from 6:30 to 7:30. And not one fucking kid came.
I had the same thing. I had like three people come.
What's going on, man?
Nobody.
They come out later.
No, they leave
no.
the trailer park to go get candy.
They bus everybody to the...
I used to travel to rich neighborhoods to
shocker.
Get candy.
Shocker. Gomez says, all right, it was a bad joke.
Sorry, you're still a funny comedian, Louis. I think so, anyway.
I wonder how that went last night.
Oh, apparently he asked why we weren't there. Some of us aren't comedians. We work a regular job.
I'm not a stand-up comedian. I could never do that.
No, apparently it was...
None of us can.
Yeah. No.
It's fucking hard. It
takes
know.
A special type of person.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
funny.
None of us have
yeah, that. Exactly. Funny. Well,
there's a lot of unfunny...
Oh, funny.
A lot of unfunny stand-ups, too, out there.
You think everyone's
you think
unfunny.
Yeah.
You don't like...
You think every podcast
You think every podcast sucks. You think every comedian sucks.
That's bullshit. I don't know where you get that from.
From you.
Marco, you do not like a lot of people.
Yeah, you are very... Yeah. You have the most negative reviews on
it's
everybody.
It's hard for me to...
It takes a lot for you to like somebody.
It does. No, it does. That kind of shit. Yeah, comedian.
Not everybody could be Sinbad.
Even like Dave Chappelle didn't strike me like you like he struck you. I didn't think he was that
You're yeah. out of your goddamn
no,
mind.
His fucking show was
all
funny.
Right.
For shizzle.
But his stand up never really funny.
Holy shit. I've been watching Kenan and Kel stuff.
What?
Wait, am I saying the wrong name?
Kenan and Kel.
Key and Peele.
Key and Peele.
Close. That's their cousins. They do a closed circuit.
Kenan and Kel.
They do
they
a local cable access.
Hey, Arca Burger.
Kenan and Kel show.
The Wayans brothers.
The Kenan and Kel show. The Kenan and Kel show.
But I've been watching that. It is funny.
It is funny.
I've been watching like YouTube jobbies.
The Kenan and Kel. Yeah, it's good burger.
Good burger.
Good burger.
Burger, burger.
Yeah, so I heard last night went pretty good.
Somebody asked me if I ever had Fat Burger the other day, and I went, what, like that movie?
You pulled your fucking like, pants down, good. There it was.
Fat Burger.
What does that mean? That's mean.
He's talking about your...
My vagina?
Yeah.
Like two burger buns.
Yuck.
So yeah, I talked to Rob that he said it went...
It sold
awesome.
Out.
Yeah.
There's good for them.
And I'm glad.
He sent a picture. If you look on the stage, it's the big Riotcast
yes.
banner.
Yeah.
And there's our ugly faces.
Yeah. Right when the there. Fuck is he going to change
he
that
got a
shit?
New one. He got a new one. Yeah.
Is he going to use the logo we use now?
He put that in the front lobby set okay. where everybody... yeah, where everybody...
God damn, man.
That would have been cool if one of us could have been there.
It's tough. I was planning on it until I lost my job, and then... and then I...
I know.
And then I got a new job. And then, going,
but... Yeah. Only because next week.
Yeah, well,
it would have been like, what the fuck?
You have to find two people to replace you in 2 weeks.
I know.
Your job's tough.
Shut up.
I'm saying to find somebody to replace you. Jesus.
You're being a smart motherfucker.
Whatever.
Mark, are you going to eat all the Reese's cups?
I'm going to eat that whole fucking bowl.
Buying them Reese's.
Absolutely.
So...
So
I got, if you want, I got a couple emails I want to read and a voicemail.
Okay. Oh God. You're going to read the voicemail?
No, I'm not
please tell
that.
Me it's not Richie Incognito's.
And please.
So I can tell you right now, that's not going to be good for the air.
Oh, God.
Bang, bang, a skeet, skeet, nigga.
You half blank piece of shit. I'm going to slap your
asshole.
Real mother. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
All right. This one doesn't have, it wasn't signed by anybody, but.
God bless you, miss.
Currently listening to you guys talk about how you are the black sheep of the network. Your show is one of my favorites on Riotcast, right up there with Glory Hole and Robert Kelly's show. Stop complaining. You guys are the shit. I download the show as soon as it's up.
Hey, CSB grad, into the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ. I got to fix that shit every week.
Hey, fucking look.
You You need a headset.
No, fuck that.
It would work well with
We're
you.
We're probably all going to have to get that eventually.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Look.
Well, that was very nice of them.
It was, but that's what we do. We bitch and complain.
That's
exactly. our show.
Oh, you have one?
Okay. Good. Good time to discuss it. Stick it up your ass.
I'm sorry.
My mistake.
So who was that from?
It wasn't signed.
Well, what did the email say?
I wasn't paying.
Read his email address.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to give that away. So the second one's coming from Sean Preppa. Hey, guys. And
microphone
Missy.
Checker.
1, 2.
Preppa. Hey, guys and Missy. My name is Sean. My wife and I have been listening to the show for almost a year now. You really enjoy.
Wow, you guys must be bored.
Divorce is right around the corner.
No shit.
We really enjoy the show. She and I thought about using different names because of our jobs and starting our own podcast. However, we don't know if anyone would listen.
How about new?
It's really not worth it.
So we are waiting till we can come up with an idea that will appeal to other people. Let's do a Ustream porn. Get some
yeah,
people to
man.
Watch.
Swingers. That's all it. Types of shit.
Yeah.
Till then, we enjoy listening to your show. Sometimes while we are hanging out home drinking wine, we will play a little drinking game based around your show. You take drinks when the following happens. When the Missy sound clip boom is played.
Boom!
Drink up.
Drink.
Boom!
Chris yells, "What the fuck are you talking about?" When Fob says, "You know what I mean?"
Wow, you guys must be fucking hammered 50%.
Try nonetheless.
You know what I mean?
When Missy mispronounces a
the
word.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There you go. When Missy mispronounces a word.
Oh, no. All day, yeah.
They're going to be dead in 5 years.
I know.
That's a slam dunk right there.
Sorry.
About to leave. Boom.
When any of the Saul Rosenberg sound clips are played.
Oh, beautiful.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Oh, boy.
I'm drunk.
If a conversation about Breaking Bad, Dexter, Sopranos, or Newsroom begins.
Oh, shit.
Awesome.
Did we talk about the Newsroom a lot?
We did a couple times.
A couple times. The other three, definitely. Yeah. For sure.
Because I thought we were the only people in the world that watched the Newsroom.
You still owe me, Pinkman.
Make a fat stacks, bitch.
If the jerks start talking shit about someone besides each other.
Oh my god.
If a sound clip is played that makes Missy out to be a whore.
You whore!
There's no hair on her vagina.
That vagina is ground zero, that whore.
Oh my god.
You're a fucking hooker, for Christ's sake. She had his cock still in her mouth. Of course, what with Chris going before me, there was even room to twirl a cane.
Oh, she's even worse. She's a whore.
It's got to be a train wreck down there, right? I mean, just an absolute casserole of nonsense.
Hell.
You sick cunt. I finally get to see what a vagina looks like. Ah, oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! You were sucking his cock!
Oh my gosh.
She's got like a huge vagina from fucking so many other guys.
What else?
If any of the jerks make mention of their girlfriends, wives, or boyfriends.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
You finish your drink if Andrew Lisa calls in.
Yes!
Oh, nice.
Any other Riotcast members call in?
Goddamn jigaboo.
If the guys play any songs Missy suggests.
Ooh, like what?
I don't know.
I love Green Day. On my own, here we go.
Missy or Marco are not there in the beginning of the show.
Almost tonight.
I know. Made it.
If the "Oh my God, I almost died" sound clip is played,
oh, that's a great.
I think
one.
I nixed that too.
Oh man,
I might
the
have
best one ever. I look it up on YouTube all the time.
Oh my God, I almost died! I almost died! I was so scared.
These are just a few. We plan to add more as we continue to listen. Do you have any suggestions? Thanks to Sean and Christine.
Yeah, that's an awesome game. They rule.
They do.
I love them. Sean
that's pretty. Christine. I'm impressed.
I love you,
I'm flattered.
Sean and Christine. You're awesome.
How about drink every time
Marco doesn't talk into his mic?
No, I don't know.
How about finish your drink when Missy sneezes?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I do sneeze. Like
that's
good.
A good one, especially because her sneezes, you will never not hear. You don't even have to be near the fucking phone or computer.
It wakes my neighbors up.
Is it a dragon?
Yeah, I don't even want to play her sneeze because it actually hurts. It's so loud.
It is loud.
It's fucking awesome.
I'm afraid that if I don't be loud, though, then it'll be bad. Like, I'll clog something.
I don't be loud.
I don't be loud. It'll be bad.
I don't be loud. It clogs something.
Like, if I pulled back and I was like, kew! Like, and my face would explode or something.
What?
Like, my nose.
Your face would
explode. That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a
like
moron.
My ears pop or something. What if I ruptured my eardrum?
If anything,
stupid woman.
Your back might crack. It happens to me every time.
Really? That would be cool.
You just hear it.
I have to get people to crack my back all the time.
And then we got a voicemail.
Okay.
From Mr. John Connor.
What?
John Connor.
John Connor.
He's a longtime fan.
He's also a part of Resistance.
He is. He's going to save us all.
His mother was a hero. She was also a whore. Play it. Come on. Go. Now.
What's up, jerks? This is John Connor calling in for the first time. I've been meaning to call you guys live, but, you know, I work on Thursdays, and that just makes it hard for my schedule. Anyways, I was just listening at the Halloween episode, and God damn, I was laughing my tits off as soon as, I don't know who played it, but when they ever played, I have to quote a troublemaker, I once had a dream and stuff from Family Guy. God damn, I was laughing my tits off and shit. I'm just glad to see that the whole gang is finally back and they're all doing their thing and shit. For a while there, I was missing you guys. Every week was just a bummer not having the jerks to listen to. I mean, I listen to a lot of Riotcast, but I got to be honest with you. You know, Nick Napolo's show is good. Bobby Kelly's is all right. Yeah. Rich Voss, I'm not that into and stuff, even though I was a big fan of his back in Tough Crowd.
They stink, okay?
And Why You Suck in Bed and a couple other, you know, the bigger names and stuff. Those are the episodes and shows I listen to and stuff. I love you, Missy. You're the best. Marco, you know, you're a little bit whiny sometimes. Chris, you're the man. I love it when you give that whole what the fuck moment. And of course, you know, Fabio, keep it up, Fabio.
You said I can't get it up.
Alright, I'll talk to you all.
To quote a famous troublemaker, I have a dream.
I love that.
Where does he get that? I don't whine. Come on. I don't fucking whine.
Fucking baby.
You make me sick, you fucking baby.
Yeah.
That's maybe that's what he's talking about.
John Connor, my man.
That was awesome. You were playing the music behind his fucking.
Yeah, that was awesome. John Connor, you rule.
John what?
Connor.
John Carlo. John Carlo. John Carlo. Apparently, he's fucking French now.
She mispronounced the name. Drink.
We should do a drinking game.
We did that once. Remember how horrible that turned out?
No, I wasn't here.
Is that before you joined up?
Yeah.
God, that was brutal.
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
That was terrible.
I missed Coco tonight. I didn't get to take his picture.
Yeah, no drinking. You should, though. I think we get a good...
Stop singling me out. We're a group. I want us to do it together.
Yeah, but you turn into something crazy.
How do you know?
Well, you licked the weed lollipop there. So that was interesting.
I did do that.
Yeah, you did.
That was weird. I don't want to do that again.
You don't?
Mm-mm. I didn't like it.
No?
Dude, I can barely hear you. When you
really?
Talk. Yeah. Oh, you got to get closer.
I got to get up on it?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, at least like a couple inches away. You don't have to be like right up one. Well, you're looking at her. You're doing this. And I can hear you going away from the mic. And
God,
it's just,
damn it.
That's a lot of work for me to do. I have to single your voice out and raise the volume. It's a pain in the ass.
Biatch.
Me?
No.
Not you. Get a better mic. I'd buy you one for your birthday.
We really should look into the whatever.
Or we could just speak into the fucking microphone. I don't know. Call me crazy. I know it's a difficult task, but I think we can figure the fuck out after 4 years.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Let's go spend thousands of dollars on equipment so we can turn our head and talk.
You want to play with my boss?
What the fuck?
I was just sitting there. I was like, I forgot I had that.
That's so creepy.
No shit.
You fat fuck.
Oh, man. Jesus.
Funny.
You're the bitch.
Holy crap.
So if you guys obviously you have, Missy, did you hear about that guy in football that walked away from the team because he was being bullied?
Yes.
You have heard about that?
I have.
Yeah. So anyway, me and Chris were discussing this the other day because, you know, this is fairly new as far as being out in the media, but it's been happening since, what, April or all last year too, yeah. I think. So this guy, Jonathan Martin, he decided to walk away from the team, which, by the way, I heard today that he's taking some time off, but I don't see how they're going to let him back for being a fucking pussy.
Fucking faggot.
Right. Because he has to deal with his emotions, because he was bullied by Richie Incognito.
He's a maniac, though.
I understand. Look, I'm not saying what he did was right. I'm not saying that the language he used was right. I think he went about it the wrong way as far as hazing this guy or toughening him up is what the coaches wanted him to do. But at the same time, this Jonathan Martin character, he's not like a child. Why didn't you just beat the shit out of him?
I mean, he can't take being bullied. Do you think he likes violence in any shape?
He plays football. It's a violent sport.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying that he's... people around the league, like players, saying you got to deal with that by just punching the guy in his face,
right?
But apparently, this guy's really not that. He's not that kind of dude.
Like he's a pacifist. It sounds like
his parents are Harvard educated, smart people. He's, you know, he passed up Harvard to play. I don't know where he went. To
Stanford.
School at.
Stanford.
I think you're right. And so he's not that kind of dude. He doesn't even want to play football apparently, and he's using this as an excuse. Is what I heard on ESPN today.
How old is he? I forget.
They're young. They're in their 20s. Oh, he's in his 20s. Jonathan Martin's like in his 20s. I don't know. Incognito's been around for a while.
Yeah, he's been around like 7 or 8 years. So he's got to be 31, 32, something like that.
Early 30s.
I think that like the Incognito dude should just shut the fuck up. Like I get the hazing and stuff, but like if the other guy wasn't being responsive anymore, then it's just bullying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Bullying, I think, is a very that's the term I'm not really a big fan of, because I think it's more harassment than bullying.
Yeah, okay, I mean, bullying, adults.
Exactly. Bullying is when,
like, childlike.
Yeah, it's when you take advantage of someone who's so much more inferior than you. You know, just this is not really bullying. This is more harassment, if anything. Harassment in the workplace, if you want to get technical about it.
Didn't they take money from him or something? They made him pay for...
Yeah, I actually don't know that story. I heard it. I just don't know the details of that story. But apparently Incognito got him to pay for a Vegas trip.
Yeah.
And it's
that
like...
doesn't that sound like hazing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It obviously went beyond the line of hazing this guy. Because that's what you do when you're, you know, in the NFL. Actually, I'm sure any sport. The rookies come in, you haze them. You know, you make not fun of them, but you have fun with them to their expense, on their expense. But this guy got racial. This guy threatened his family. This guy threatened violence on him. He said many times he wanted to kill him. He was going to kill him. That's harassment. That's, you know, that's borderline criminal at some point. So. Do I think that's wrong? Absolutely, I do. I think it's wrong. But what I don't agree with is the way this other guy handled it. Like,
what would you prefer he do?
Stand up to him. Because I think if he stood up to him and said, look, I don't appreciate the way you talk to me. I would prefer you stop and stay in front of the whole locker room. What's he going to do? Is he going to attack him in front of all his players? No, he's not going to attack him because now he's got fucking witnesses.
Does anybody know if that happened or not? Like, maybe he did.
No, he didn't say anything to the coach, nothing.
Okay.
Well, apparently what I heard today was, and this is just coming out today, that there's other players coming out saying that, Martin has been in a back and forth with him for a long time. They would, like, bust on each other back and forth. And one of the players said that when Martin first heard the voicemail, he was actually laughing about it. So they're starting to think that Martin might be taking this to the extreme to get some sort of, like, you know, probably compensation. Maybe he doesn't want to play football anymore. Maybe this
it
kind of
sounds
out.
Like an easy way out.
I mean, this is not as bad as the Manti Te'o bullshit,
yeah,
where you make up a dead girlfriend, you know. But at the same time, it's stupid because these guys are professional athletes. They get paid a buttload of money to play football. And, you know, you're putting your body on the line every week and taking a risk of getting seriously injured for the rest of your life, if, you know, not having a shorter life because of this fucking game. And you're going to walk away because of bullying. Like, it's so hard for me to process it. Like, it's like something you would see in a school.
Yeah.
I can't put the two together. Like, it's, and I hate that they're throwing that word bullying. Bullying is these kids that commit suicide because all these kids make fun of them in school. That's bullying to the point where that kid, you know, ends his or her own life. And it's like, that's bullying.
Yeah.
This, because now they're saying that apparently Jonathan Martin tried to commit suicide or had suicidal thoughts before and said it publicly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on. This guy obviously is not all right in the head. There's something wrong with him.
Both sides.
But if you know there's something wrong with him, why would you continue to fuck with him?
But again, that's the other side of it. There's nothing about this that gives Richie a pass. I'm calling him Richie because I don't feel like saying his fucking name.
Yeah, his
again.
Name is so stupid.
Yeah.
It sounds like dirt.
Hmm?
Like, it sounds dirty. Like a dirty
incognito?
Name. Yeah. I hate it.
Why? Because it's Italian? You racist cunt.
I don't. I love Italians, you motherfucker.
Apparently, the coach.
Is it Italian?
Incognito?
I guess. It
seems like shady, doesn't it?
It sounds Italian. I don't know if it's literally Italian.
He got kicked out of Nebraska. He played Nebraska. Apparently, the coach told him to toughen Martin up for his second year because he was second year in the league. So that's why he was being hard on him.
You said hard on.
I don't condone what he did. If you want to toughen a guy up, you pull him aside, be like, look, we got to get you better or whatever. You know, let's work out together. Let's do something, you know. But what he did was wrong. He should have never got raised. There's no need to get racial about it, number one. Number two, there's no need to threaten his family or him. And number three, you know, there's no need to be an asshole your entire fucking life.
Number four, there's no reason to extort money from
him.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah, I think that falls in the asshole category.
Yeah, like, that's a, like, at that point, I think it's, like, homicidal harassment.
Hummus?
Hummus.
Hummus. Homicidal.
I think it's fucked up, though. But the guy, you're right, the guy is being a pussy about it, which just sucks.
And that's the part of it that bothers me also, is that he is,
like,
being a little
up.
Bitch about it. Right. Right. You're a fucking 300-pound, 6-foot whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but some people just don't have that mental makeup.
I understand, you know, that, but what's the worst that's going to happen to him?
If the coach is telling people to toughen this guy up, he's obviously lacking that mean streak that most offensive linemen and defensive linemen in football have. It doesn't mean he can't do his job. He was okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
If this happened in any other workplace, it's unacceptable. You don't expect the guy to stand up for himself. But because it's in a locker room, all of a sudden it's like, well, he's a pussy.
No. Look, you can stand up for yourself knowing you're going to get your ass kicked. But if you stand up for yourself, you might actually get some respect.
Yeah, you probably gain some respect.
Because once the guy beats the shit out of you, at that point it's like, all right, now I got to be careful, because if I don't get in trouble for this, the next thing I do, I will get in trouble.
Yeah.
So maybe it's worth getting your ass kicked just to get out of
You know what? Not only is Richie a big dude, he's a fucking lunatic. you better find something to hit that guy with. You're not throwing a punch at him.
A helmet.
Fucking right. Smash his fucking head wide open.
I would have no problems with that. I would have no problems with that.
Dude, 75% of the league would probably have no problem with that. He's an asshole, and everybody hates him except his teammates.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, if it was me, I would try. I would personally wear metal cleats during a game.
And wait stomp on his head?
No, I'd wait till he was, like, on the ground after a play, and I would literally step on his crotch.
That's the shit he does. Late hits, little cheap shots.
Oh, he's a dirty player? Similar. He's a dirty player?
Yeah, they voted him dirtiest player in the league.
What?
Yeah.
Which is kind of, that's a pretty big deal, considering some of the players that have been out there and are out there. Like, Dominic Nsue is a dirty player.
Well, they voted him dirtiest player in the league a couple years ago.
Right.
Donkey Kong Sue has taken it the last couple years.
That's racist. Yeah, that's, you know, he's a dirty player. He's actually eased up a little bit as of recently.
He's growing up.
You know, but...
I don't know about that.
He's maturing.
Well, his team's winning, so there's no reason for him to act like an asshole. So, but, you know, and here's my thing. So we talked about the whole Riley Cooper on the Philadelphia Eagles a few months back when it happened, when he was throwing N-bombs at a fucking country music concert.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, and again, I'm not condoning anything he's doing either. What I'm saying is he had to go to sensitivity training because of it. He had to talk to his teammates. He had to apologize. He had to do whatever. Okay. How come this guy, Incognito, obviously he's got issues. How come he doesn't have to do a sensitivity training? How come he doesn't have to do anger management? Because apparently he's a loose... There's a video of him
where
he rips his shirt off and he starts... Like he's doing like this... I don't know. Like he has his one-man mosh pit.
Yeah.
He's like running around and like kicking shit. And I'm like, what's wrong with this fucking asshole? Yeah, what's wrong with this guy?
Wait, he didn't... His teammates and his managers and coaches and stuff, they're not doing anything?
Well, they suspended him.
They suspended him now.
That's it? They didn't make him do that?
Well, you don't know. We don't know right
nothing
now.
To
I think at some point, because look, there's...
Well, apparently he drops the N-bomb a lot in the locker room.
Yeah.
So
like
okay.
He's friends with a lot of the black guys on the team, I guess.
And they're like, it's okay, he can say it.
Right, it's okay, he can say it. Well, if he's around them.
There was
go say that shit in Harlem.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little bit about this guy's history. Here's one example. A few years back when Warren Sapp was still playing for the Buccaneers, they played against each other because he's an offensive lineman and Sapp is a defensive lineman. He kept calling him the N-word while they were playing. You know, he'd be like, come on, you ugly N-word. You know, and say it over and over again. And Warren Sapp knew that he was trying to get him to lose his cool so he would get kicked out of the game and give him a better shot. So he told Warren Sapp was basically saying, look, I'm not going to do shit to you, but I'm going to fuck your quarterback up. You know.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to fuck your quarterback up and get your ass cut.
Right, exactly. Well, and ironically, he did hurt that fucking quarterback that year. I forgot what team he was on at the time. I don't remember which
Rams.
Team it was.
Probably the Rams.
Probably, yeah. So anyway, this guy has a history of like racial aggression. And if you're friends with the guys in your locker room and they're okay with you using that word, that's one thing, even though it's still kind of funny to me. Like, not funny in a good way, funny like there's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
But if you're playing against other players that you're not friends with and you don't share a locker room with,
not only that, he was doing
he's it. Obviously, he's obviously using it in a derogatory
absolutely.
Manner. Not saying that there isn't any other way to use it.
Yeah.
But
he's not like, what's up, Ma?
Yeah. He's being an asshole about it. So it's obvious this guy has hatred and he's, you know, he's got racial issues.
Yeah.
Okay. How come he got away all these years, almost a decade, of not doing some sort of sensitivity training?
Well, it's never come out until now.
But I'm saying even within the
that just came out.
Yeah, even within the organization is what I'm saying. whatever organization he was with. I can't imagine that every team he played for, it was always okay to use that word.
Well, not as long as it didn't get out to the media, I'm sure that they were okay with it.
Right, but I mean, I can't believe no one like pulled him aside and be like, yo, you need to stop using that fucking word. Because it seems like every other team in the league right now, players from all the teams in the league besides that team, the Dolphins, they're all saying that it's a fucking disgrace what he's doing. Like Jared Allen from the Vikings, he's like, this guy's a fucking, he's an asshole. Like, he's a disgrace to the league, and he's giving everybody a bad name. So you got guys, you know, and not – you're talking about pretty good athletes and popular football players, you know, that are coming out and saying this guy needs to go because he's like, you know, whatever.
Well, there's like power in numbers, and it sounds like everyone was afraid of him.
Yeah, well, that's the weird thing because it almost seems like he's the fucking mob boss on the Dolphins because now he's got the majority of the fucking Dolphins coming out on his – he's got the majority of the Dolphins coming out on his behalf. You know?
His defense, even to the coaches?
What?
To his defense?
Yeah.
The coaches are as well?
Some of them.
Wow.
It was Martin all along. Yeah, and it's... I thought you were going to play the Dolphins out by when I said on the Dolphins.
You should have done both.
Yeah, he does seem to, you know, give off a lot of fear.
Yeah, like people seem... like. It's definitely a fear. It's not a respect thing because you can't respect somebody who acts like that.
No, he's not well liked.
Yeah. But now it's like, oh, cool. You're not liking him? Well, I don't like him either. And I don't like him. And I don't like him. And it's cool. We'll all like band together and like maybe something
will
happen.
Well, his teammates are all sticking up for him right now.
It's because he's a good player. It's the bottom line.
Is that it?
He helps the team.
He helps the team win.
But it's the Dolphins. How good are they?
They're 500.
Yeah.
They're average.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're a rebuilding team.
Yeah, if they want to make the playoffs, they're probably going to need him.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
And Martin was a starter too, right?
Yeah,
they played.
Yeah, so 2/5 of their offensive line is down now.
They played next to each other the whole time. Right on the line.
Okay.
We need to come up with sign language.
Say. Someone take the camera in the bathroom with him.
I'm going to turn it around.
Put his small penis in the on Ustream. You know, you should put it on the floor facing up to his neck. I was actually going to just suggest we should take a quick break. Like, real quick.
Well, doesn't Marco want to...
No. No, I think we should just take a quick break. I'll play a little song... And then we'll come back and we'll finish up the show.
Okay.
Sound good to you?
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
If you're in the market for a great set of earbuds, go to tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio, the latest in headphone engineering and design. These extremely durable, noise-reducing earbuds are optimal for music and talking on the go. Tweaked Audio offers these earbuds in a variety of 7 different styles and colors to suit anyone, from bikers to businessmen. You can also choose between mic'd for talking on your cell or non-mic'd for a great music experience. Tweaked Audio earbuds are compatible with all MP3 players, all Apple, and all Android devices. Tweaked Audio has partnered up with Ridecast and the Jersey Jerks to give our great fans a limited time special offer. Type in the promo code JERKS at checkout and receive 33% off the retail price. That's 1/3 off these already reasonably priced earbuds. And that's not all. By typing the promo code JERKS, you also receive free shipping. Tweaked Audio earbuds also come with a lifetime limited warranty. Go check out our friends at tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio sounds better.
All right, we're back.
Any last thoughts on the whole Incognito thing?
Hey, he's a fucking asshole.
He's the devil.
I'm only asking so I can finish my fucking Milky Way.
He's the devil. That's what's wrong with America.
He's just a fucking asshole.
He's a racist.
He's a white devil.
The white pork-eating devil.
He must have thought it was white boy day.
Clarence Worley.
Everybody's chomping on shit.
Not me.
Not me.
It's only a bunch of fucking cows grazing.
Milky Ways are fucking...
I suck on them.
Really?
That's hot.
Oh,
you have to, like, suck on it. You have to like suck on it to get it soft.
Apparently, this guy's he's known to be a racist. He drives around the town in a pickup truck with a Confederate flag on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Marco, I'm so glad you said that. It's a perfect segue to the next fucking story.
I really didn't know what the next story
I know, was. But that's the beauty of this show. The beautiful. Timing is wonderful.
Timing is everything.
1% of the time.
Yeah. So this fucking kid, this woman in Virginia decides to dress her kid as a Klansman.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Puts a fucking sheet over him and a hood.
Yeah.
And actually has a patch on it and everything. What the fuck is wrong with this country?
And she's like, what?
She said it's a family tradition.
Yeah, her brother
so
it's did.
Burning crosses.
And her last name is Black.
I know, I saw that. I thought that was ironic.
Our last name used to be Negro, but we changed it to Black.
More PC.
I mean, seriously, it's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Like, did he even get candy?
That's actually a really good question. I never thought about that.
In Virginia? Yeah, he probably got the most. Oh,
yeah, he probably came home with a fucking truckload of candy.
But you know what's funny? Like, her way to justify it, she was like, listen, the KKK is about just white people being with white people, black people being with black people, and that's it. And it's like,
no, it's not.
Bitch, are you out of your goddamn fucking mind? Like,
right,
how
the KKK
you?
Is not about hating everybody who doesn't look or act like you.
Yeah, it's like white right. and Anglo-Saxon.
Anglo-Saxon? So they're partially Italian. You're blaming Italians for this? This is bullshit. Welcome to the KKK! Even though K doesn't exist in the Italian alphabet,
we got to burn some fucking crosses.
Where's my sheet?
Why are the holes in the fucking sheet? I'm not Jewish.
You ruined the sheet.
Only Jewish people have holes in their sheets.
Oh my gosh.
Fuck is wrong.
I don't know.
Angelo Saxon. Yeah, he used to play for the Knicks, didn't he?
Oh,
he's a point guard for the Knicks. Saxon for three. Yes.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
Oh, Missy.
My babe. So anyway,
the level of incompetence is staggering. She's got Down syndrome. What the fuck?
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, this fucking kid. And you got to blame the you got to blame
right,
the
you
parents.
Can't blame the kid.
Well, no, you can a little bit because I mean, how old is this kid? He's like 7,
8.
You don't know by now that that's not really like the way.
And
to
not
get.
Only
well,
that,
that's probably what he was taught.
But Jesus Christ, he's an 8-year-old kid in America, white for that matter. What's the matter? He doesn't like Spider-Man or Iron Man or any of the other fucking mans.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, what's why are you going along with this? Every fucking kid in his age bracket wants to be a fucking superhero of some sort or something interesting.
Well, to him, the KKK are superheroes.
Yeah, they got the cape.
Mommy, why does my cape come over my face?
Oh, my gosh.
And in Virginia,
no, you got to blame the parents on that.
Absolutely.
100%.
Of course.
He's got no shot in life if he, well, he's got no shot.
At
his own.
Oh, I'm sure
that or he'll be president. One or two.
Oh, are you kidding me? This fucking family's going to get their own goddamn TV show.
Oh,
Meet the Blacks.
Could you imagine a promo for that? The last name is Black.
True story.
What kind of molignons it is?
Where white is white, and black is black, and there ain't no gray areas. I don't know. It's just, to me, it's obviously it's got to be the worst. I mean, she's definitely not going to win Mother of the Year.
No.
She makes the Honey Boo Boo's mom look like a fucking saint.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That and fucking porker. Fucking
the fat. Honey Boo Boo.
Hey, motherfucker!
The Honey Boo Boo family got dressed up as the Kardashians for Halloween.
They probably looked just like them, too.
They kind of did. It was weird.
Yeah.
Fatties.
Love they are all fat. And fabulous.
Fat and fabulous.
It's a shame that this kid is subjected to this and that, you know, I wish I could have been at every house he stopped at, you know, or tent. I don't know.
Would
what
you
they
give
got.
A kid that fucking was dressed up as a KKK member?
Honestly, I'd probably grab a can of spray paint and probably spray paint a huge swastika on his fucking. On his, you know, I'm like, you missed a spot. Or that, or I'd set his fucking robe on fire.
This year has been very controversial for Halloween. I noticed that. A lot of different things. I noticed a lot of people dressed up as Trayvon and the cop, or whatever his name was, the Mexican dude or whatever.
Yeah, that's a cheap, easy costume, though.
Yeah, but it's like...
the cop, the Mexican.
I don't know, it's like...
I like how you separate the two.
It's like everything was like, everybody was going for shock value now. Like,
Mexicans! Like,
you're supposed to get dressed up as something scary for Halloween.
Not necessarily. Don't need more. Scary.
But that's the tradition in the beginning.
Yeah, but it's gone.
The tradition, you're talking about when the only two costumes were a ghost and a fucking witch.
And a mummy. Or Dracula. Or a ninja.
How is a ninja scary?
Because they kill you in your sleep.
Really, that's their purpose in life.
I thought that was Freddy Krueger.
Black ninjas.
No, they just take your TVs.
Not black skin color, black clothes ninjas.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ninjas.
That's awesome. What is that?
Huh?
Sounds like a ninja mouse.
What?
Ninja mouse. That sounds like a ninja mouse.
Ninja mouse. Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with this?
Am I the only one picturing a ninja mouse right now?
Oh my God, I saw this video the other day of this tiny mouse that found this cookie that was like twice as big as it, and it was trying to get it up like this high. Like it was grabbing it in its mouth and trying to jump up, and it couldn't. And then it jumped up without the cookie, looked around, jumped back down, and figured out how to get the cookie up there. And I was just picturing if he was a ninja with that cookie. How awesome would that be?
Chris.
If he like kicked up.
If he were a ninja, he would have a sword. He could have cut the cookie in half.
That's
and took
true.
Half up at a time.
Do ninjas always have swords? I thought their hands were deadly weapons.
They could have swords.
And Chinese stars.
Fucking it's on it.
I'll wait for it.
Chinese. And there's like fork things that Raphael had.
Fork things? Sporks.
They were like spork-like, weren't they?
He used to get them from Taco Bell.
They were three-pronged. They were like tridents.
Three-pronged sporks.
Right. Little mini tridents. Looks like we need one more boom for somebody to finish their bottle
boom.
Of wine. There you go. Finish your bottle of wine.
Boom!
Break up another one.
Since we're behind, they're like, come on, Chris, just
boom.
Say it.
Boom! Boom! Boom!
Yes, yes, yes. That's great. Got a bunch of people playing the game.
That's awesome. Yeah, Sean and Christy.
That's it.
Christine.
Christine?
I think so.
Drink, I just say your name wrong.
You dizzy motherfucker, you!
Eric from El Paso, Texas says, hello, best podcast on Riotcast.
No one gives a fuck.
His name is Eric Estrada.
Yes!
Come on, dude. That's a stage name.
No, he's on a fucking... he's on our Facebook.
Yeah, obviously, okay, so it's not the real Eric Estrada. He doesn't have internet.
Did you ever see my other Facebook page? George Hamilton?
My middle name is Fun Size on Facebook. Shit ain't real.
What's your real middle name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca? Wow.
How about that?
My first name isn't Missy either, though.
That's true. Yeah, we already... So it's R.R.? And then your last name? R.R. Carr?
No, it's actually Melissa.
That was Rachel.
Rebecca. No, that was my past.
Wait, I could have sworn you told me that was your real name. Rachel was your real
changed.
Name.
I changed it.
But it was legally your real name. So you were Rachel Rebecca.
Yep.
Okay.
R.R.
R.R. Carr.
R.R. Carr. It sounds like a ship.
R.R. Matey.
R.R. Carr.
Who goes there? Is it R.R. Carr?
Is it Pirate Ninja Mouse? I was going to say squirrel at first. I don't know why.
You crazy fuck!
Ninja Mouse. I'm all over the place. Ninja Mouse. This all happened from a fucking racist parent.
What happens if you have Missy on the show?
I don't think this kid should be allowed to be wearing that costume. I don't care where he's from. I don't care how far south he is. This is not right.
Do the KKK wear their shit out in public?
Yeah, but not for Halloween. They do it the other 364 days a year.
But they don't like walk around like generals do with their clothes on and shit.
No. Rallies and meetings.
But in the privacy of their meetings and rallies. They're not like walking around wearing it.
No, they have.
When?
They do their rallies in public. Like they'll protest, they'll do like marches and shit. A million sheet march or something. The million hood march.
Million Angelo March.
The Angelo Saxons.
What is it?
Who got the pizza?
What is the actual real word?
Anglo.
Anglo?
Anglo-Saxon.
Angelo Saxon.
It's got to be the title of the night. It's got to be.
Anglo.
Angelo. Give me the sheet.
Yeah, do they talk like, do they talk like fucking Vinnie Barbarino?
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh, my hair.
The hood messed up my hair.
My hair. Where's my brush?
Oh, the movie's so bad.
I can't believe you said Angelo Saxon.
I can.
Somebody said generals. They walk around like generals.
I don't know. Army people, like Marines.
They're actually considered Grand Dragons. That's like that's a level for them.
Is that a dragon?
Is that like the highest?
I think so. Because it seems like when I hear a joke or when I watch a movie, that's usually the term that's thrown out there for the guy that's running the
Grand
whole fucking
dragon.
Thing. Yeah.
Me and Jesus went to the museum last night, and we were like in all the. We were looking at the medieval type, like biblical art, and there was a dragon.
Medieval type biblical. I don't remember dragons in the Bible.
But there was a dragon in this picture.
So it wasn't biblical.
It was
medieval.
With Jesus.
Jesus and a dragon. Fuck off.
I took a picture of it.
Fuck out of here.
I took a picture of it.
Instagram it.
Because I Puff knew the that magic you guys Jesus. Wouldn't. I knew you guys wouldn't believe me. And then there was another dragon later that I saw, but that was different.
It's all people made up stuff and put it in there.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Only look, you. Man.
Is it true, Chris? Is it true?
Oh, you don't have the side capability here?
I disabled it.
Weak.
When I'm laying down in my bed and I'm texting, it goes all wacky and it drives me.
You know what Jesus and the dragon have in common?
What?
They're both fairy tales.
Oh, but but still, you saw. And there was
that means
drag?
Nothing. It's a fucking painting.
Oh, that's like saying a fossil's real then.
Wait a minute. Hold on. It's a fucking painting. What does that have to do with anything? That's not anything that's...
It's taken from real life stuff.
No, it's not. It's someone's imagination. If I sat there and painted a picture of a fucking robot and a goddamn canary, what's going to happen 100 years down the road? They're going to say, well, robots and canaries, they work together. It was in the Bible. Fuck off.
They might, though. There was a lot of art that nobody knew who did it.
Knew who did what?
The art. There's like, oh, an artist. Unknown.
Because they probably were embarrassed after they fucking came out of their drunk state. Like, what did I just fucking paint? This is horrible. I would be embarrassed to put my name on that.
On that?
Yeah. Jesus and the Dragon. Sounds like a bad cop show. Starsky and Hutch, Jesus and the Dragon.
Jesus and the Grand Dragon.
All right, now you gotta go racial. Why you gotta go racial?
Why does it gotta be racist?
But it's shit like that people call art, and you know what I mean? That ends up in an art museum. Like, come on.
Oh, no, you gotta see this other one.
That's just bullshit.
I wanna see Fabio's reaction to this.
Oh, great. What's this one? What's this a combination of?
It was so bad I had to take a picture of it.
What do you got?
It's like a bad stock room.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Nobody gives a shit.
The fuck?
You should point that at the camera, by the way.
What is it? This is horrible. That's art?
Two Brillo pad boxes, one on top of the other.
That's art.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Marshall.
Hey, you know what? Marshall, I got an idea. Let's clean off this table. I'm going to take a huge shit right in the middle of it.
Not on my table. You're not.
It'll be
home to do that shit.
No.
Just shit, pick it up with your hands, and throw it on a fucking
wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a look, picture of it. It's art. This, actually, technically, this wall could be art.
Oh, my God. There was literally a painting that was black. It was huge, like that wall. It is. One side was black, one side was beige, and then there was a black line.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah.
What was it called?
It was called half black, half beige, black
line. I don't
know.
It was supposed to...
It was called Jonathan Martin.
Oh, that was awesome. You incognito, you. Oh, that was awesome. And then we still didn't see all of it again. Now we have to go back a third time.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
It's too big. It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not touching that. Where was this at again?
The Art Museum in Philly.
Yeah. Not a big fan of that place. I've been there a couple times. It's boring. It's a little boring.
It's interesting.
I hate going in those rooms where they actually have furniture you're not allowed to touch.
I know.
Then why put it there, motherfucker? Put a rope in front of it. Don't let me get near it. You can literally go right up to it. I'm always at... I act like the fucking five-year-old because I'm sitting there and I'm like, when they're not looking, I'm going like this and I'm touching it.
It says, do not touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing that too. And he was like, I don't think we're supposed to be here. And I was like, so what? And then I was like, do you want to play tag? He didn't.
You're naughty.
Smart.
How much fun. We should could have played hide and seek or something. I don't know.
Oh, that'll be good.
You should be dating a six-year-old.
I know. I don't know. Understand why I don't get kids.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. Jesus is.
He sure is.
Yeah. I did want to play tag, though. It would have been fun. Because it's so big there, my shoes were, like, clicking. So I was, like, walking to a beat. I was like I was tap dancing. Fakely.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Drink.
Drink.
Somebody just said, Chris, say it. And then he says it.
Womp, womp. That was my time at the art museum.
Very nice.
And I took a bunch of selfies with art. That's it.
Who's art?
With art Carney. On the wall.
Art Mooney.
Art Mooney.
Art Mooney.
Make sure you check out our Instagram. You'll put them up there.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Yeah. Sure you
will. Oh, I got something for you, miss.
Sup.
Sup, yo.
Sup.
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 All right. Not this shit. So there was a girl, when she was 5 years old, she was in a really horrific fire, and she was disfigured. She was burned up really bad. So doctors have now did a face transplant, gave her a new face. Guess what they did by using stem cells and stuff like that? They grew a face on her body and then put it off, or took it off and put it on her face. And guess where they grew the face?
On her butt.
Her tit.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
How is that even possible?
It's possible, and it's done. I'll tell you what, though. She went from looking like Freddy Krueger to Leatherface. Not much of an improvement.
Yeah, she didn't look any better.
Yeah, she went... I think I prefer the cheese pizza look, the plain pizza look, because this is kind of disturbing. I mean, I know she's still healing. It's going to take a while. And I'm sure they're going to have to keep doing more plastic surgeries to shift everything in place. But she really does look like Leatherface now.
She should have just went like the 1920s route, like the dude in Boardwalk, and just had the fucking plastic face.
She would have had to have the entire face covered, because her whole face is fucking...
Cut out holes for the eyes.
She could have a V for Vendetta mask or something.
Just with Asian eyes?
Yeah. And then she could go around, like, preaching.
You wanted her to be those, like,
goddamn chaps.
Richard Harrow.
Harrow.
Oh, shit.
Harrow.
Nicknames are coming in for this woman. Boob.
Hello.
Tit face?
Titty face, boob face.
I don't understand Stella, by the way.
She had the breast face I've ever seen.
Like, how?
They used the tissue on her tit.
And they just made skin with it?
Well, apparently what they also did, too, and they have done, is, like, to replace the nose, they'll grow the nose, like, on the forehead.
Yeah. I actually seen pictures of that.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just grow it on something else and then take it off of that? And put
where are they going to grow it on her asshole? Like it's easier. The skin's tighter up here. It's easier to take it off and then, you know, fix it up. If you get it on your, what are you on her butt cheek? A butt nose? Do you have an ass nose?
What happens if she farts?
She had a breast.
She's going to smell it immediately.
She had a
don't brown nose me.
Yeah, but the skin on your boobs isn't very tight.
But that was for the whole, like, the face skin. Without the, you know.
So they grew a face.
Yes. You know what? I'm sorry because I had the story. I thought I put it on the thumb drive. And when I came here and opened it up, it was just the shortcut. So it didn't have the actual. But I do remember that was the story. So she's 17 years old now. And the family ran out of money to pay for her surgeries that she was trying to get. She was getting skin grafts, and it just wasn't working. She's still extremely disfigured. So doctors,
come, give me kisses.
Doctors decided to donate, to use her basically as a guinea pig. It would be free. They were going to try and grow a face on her tit and put it on her, you know, put the new face on her head, on her skull, whatever the fuck. There's actually pictures of her online. Her name's like I don't know.
Wait, Juma! Do not your name!
Tachichi! That's her middle name.
Her name's Zoo?
XU.
Oh.
Yeah. XU, mother Xer.
Nip face. Somebody just wrote Evil Hatter, nip face.
But yeah, it's pretty remarkable what they did. The fact that they gave her. Don't get me. She's never going to be Miss America or Miss Asia, whatever the fuck. Miss China.
Miss China.
Miss Yellow.
Europe.
If anything, she would have been better off just staying in a factory making an iPhone. At least nobody would have to look at her.
They wouldn't make her sign the suicide clause.
No.
XU face.
That might work. That might work.
I'm trying.
You should put XU breast face.
XU.
Google's going to come back like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's going to be a picture of me. The fuck are you talking about?
Find it?
Nah, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
The internet hates me.
Nobody wants to see that.
I do.
It's pretty grueling. I mean, you look at her face.
I'm going to see it. I'm going to see. Do they show the boob?
No, they're not going to show the boob. They'll show the face that came from the boob.
Creepster.
I want to see a fucking face grown on a boob. I'm sorry.
You want to see that?
Yes. That's insane. XU. It's not coming up.
I'm scarred for life with Google now because every time I turn it on, she comes up.
Who is it?
Casey McDonald.
You
know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The new Fox traffic chick?
Yep.
Madonna me.
Yep. She's fucking smoking. Smoke.
I don't even like Philly news. Like Fox News. Like the Philadelphia version, whatever. Because it's the shittiest one. It's so low rent. Even the camera looks bad. It's like grainy when you turn on that one. Yep. But now she's on there. I hear angels.
Yeah.
I hear angels. She's only there a year. I just saw her for the first time.
Do you know it's fucked up, too? She's, like, hotter in real life.
Why is that fucked up?
I don't know, because she's so pretty.
She's...
It's, like, unholy. She's unholy pretty.
Well, apparently she's got horrible taste in men.
Yeah, she was... banging Christian Ponder at one point.
Who's that?
And now she's with
He's a horrible Edelman. Quarterback.
Oh, I've never heard of him.
She's with who?
Pettibone, the pitcher from the Phillies.
Oh. He barely didn't he get hurt? He barely pitched, right?
No, he was I know what he was doing.
Good for him.
Fuck him.
She's fucking hot.
Honestly, she might be if there is a god, that's literally he did that work. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
So is she your new number one?
A local.
I'm going to have to say yes.
Have some respect for yourself.
You talking to me?
Did I say that out loud?
What, do you have an inner monologue or something?
You know she talks to
Look,
herself.
Look, that's her.
Holy shit.
What did you mean by that?
I don't know.
Are you talking about me? You talking to me?
I don't know, because she's not really fantasy.
Who?
Casey McDonald, she's like local.
She's local, but she's locally fucking hot.
I don't know if you could ask.
She's so fucking I can't even say it.
Beautiful.
I'm starting to see it like dripping from my tongue.
Got you all fucked up.
No, seriously. She's so fucking beautiful, it's hard to actually look at a picture of her. It is.
She is pretty.
That's an understatement. It's an understatement.
No, I agree, but what I'm saying is that you could probably get her.
Well, if she's dating Christian Ponder, and, you know, they got money.
No, she only likes to date lousy athletes.
Perfect. I can't do a fucking thing. I'm even lousy in bed. She's got to win the lottery. Look, here's a picture of Zoo.
I saw it peeking over your laptop.
Oh,
I
want to see.
Yeah, I'm opening it up.
She looks like a Thundercat. Like Lionel. Thunder.
Can I see it closer?
Yeah. Yeah, and then put it in front of the camera when you're done. Your hand is to her. Jesus Christ.
Thunder. Thunder. Thundercats.
Oh.
What, she had a horse's head in her back?
No, on her shoulders.
That's Zoo.
Can you say it?
Yeah. Pass it back.
She doesn't look that bad.
I think there's a video too.
Of her talking?
I hope not. I won't understand a word she has to say.
Like, her one side of her face looked fine. Was it her whole face burned off?
Yeah, her entire fucking head.
See, her one side of her face looked really good.
She also looked like that character from Star Wars with the head face.
The one that's in the Millennium Falcon with Lando Calrissian? Blah, 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 blah. In the Return of the Jedi. I love how they have to put the disclaimer, graphic video. No shit.
Where's the titty with the face on it?
Now that's art. I want to see a selfie of you in front of that. Click. The Huffington Post has the actual video.
Too. Oh, cool. I get on that a lot. I'm surprised I didn't see
it. Would you do that if it came down on it, like if you had to do it? Missy?
What's that? Grow a face on my boob?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like hypothetical questions.
He just cut out the middleman in Motorboat right now.
A 17-year-old girl who lives in a small fishing village in Fujian province was severely disfigured in a fire that occurred when she was 5 years old. She lost her chin, eyelids, and a large part of her right ear. She was not able to receive treatment during the optimal treatment time, as her family could not afford it.
She could not.
But last year, the chance to get a new face came to her after doctors boldly proposed growing a new face on her chest using tissue grafted from her leg. First, we took a piece of blood vessel fascia from her thigh and implanted it
then
in her
Then we put
chest.
In the mucho pork.
Flat-eyed cocksuckers.
Part of skin where the blood vessel fascia was planted so that the part could expand and produce enough skin for her new face.
I'm just a stupid round eye.
After making sure that the tissue making up a new face can be kept alive.
Oh, shit. Hold on a second.
The last stage of the surgery was completed last Monday.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Look at the fucking diagram of the fucking thing they grew in her tit.
Oh my god.
Look at that. It's like a big water balloon on her chest.
The fuck?
Lean close.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Holy
if they
shit.
Took the skin from her leg, why didn't they just grow it on her leg?
I don't know, because she has meaty breasts, I guess. I don't
fucking
know.
Because they wanted to see her tits every time.
Why you ask me? Why you ask me fucking doctor questions, man?
I didn't know if it was in
there. So you wouldn't do that, miss? No?
I might just kill myself.
You hear this guy? Doctors believe. Yeah. Fuck off.
You can grow face for a whole African village. On your fucking titties.
Although they would look kind of funny with white faces. How you doing, vanilla face?
It'd be like your stepchildren.
Oh my god. That would be so cool.
You'd have to go visit them at the village. Ugh. All your children. They're, thank you for my face.
They burp out a nipple.
Ew.
That's just a side effect of the surgery.
Their nose is a nipple.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Yeah,
it is amazing, though, the technology that they can do that now. Like, that's crazy. Although, I can't wait to see what it looks like when she's done, when they're done.
It looks like it's going to heal up good.
I mean, look, they picked her because her face is already flat. It's got to be easier to do than a normal person. You know what I mean? So, you got to admit, it's, you know.
You racist motherfucker.
How did they use stem cells to do it? Like, do the stem cells attach to a regular skull?
I don't even know where that was going.
Dr. Fob?
Did this that.
I have no fucking clue.
Do the stem cells attach to regular cells? And
what
then
with you and the stells? You have mumbling stuttering, Rick.
And then grow like regular skin?
I don't know.
Like, will she get pimples?
You know what? Let me ask her.
I'll call her right now.
No, but she'll get leg hair.
Yeah, see? You would get hair on your legs.
Instead of having a mole, she has like a little nipple right on her fucking, no pun intended, nip.
It doesn't make sense. They took skin from her leg, grew it on her breast, to put on her face.
They took tissue from her leg. Oh. Yeah, if you heard.
I did not hear.
And I'm tits.
Okay.
Got it.
Tissue makes more sense now.
Yeah.
What is tissue? Oh,
Jesus Christ. You blow your nose with it. Flat-chested women stuff it in their bra. Tissue. Like skin cells. Like skin.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, good. Because if you say sem cells one more time, I'm going to fucking jump out the window.
Sorry.
You are just over the line of mental retardation. Sharp as a fucking cue ball.
Here come the dumb ones.
Hope you still got more wine.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So that is a good question that Marco asked you. If that happened to you, would you do that? Would you want to do that? Would anybody here do that?
I mean,
I have a pretty gross tit, so I don't know. It'd be a hell of a fucking stretch for me.
I got a lot to go around, so I'd probably do it.
Well, you actually would have a nipple face. Your whole face would be an areola.
People think he's going around in blackface.
I'd look like a spy versus spy guy with a fucking
my mistake.
I mean, probably. I could say it probably. I don't know. I mean, you do what you got to do to survive. That's the point, right?
Well, I mean, she still was going to survive. She was still living. I mean, it happened when she was
her
five.
Her face can't get any worse than it
exactly.
was.
Before the fire?
You figure they were building her a new face that could at least widen her eyes for her.
Well, I mean, she's still from there. I mean, she's got to blend in.
How does your face burn off when you live? That's crazy.
What do you mean? Your face is not the fucking It's not the motor that runs your body.
No, but I mean, like, that you were that on fire that you didn't die from, like, asphyxiation. That's what most people die from in fires.
When they're being burned?
They die from the smoke. You said it was from a house fire, right?
But she was burned. Like, she was on fire, obviously. Her face and fucking skull were, like, burned.
Doesn't take long for your face to burn.
But I thought that your body went into shock, and then...
That's if you're in a room where there's a fire, you can't get out, and eventually the smoke... You obviously inhale too much smoke, and you die. But that's not what happened. What happened was that she was on fire. I don't know what, you know, Ma and Pa Lee did to put her out. But, you know, who knows? They probably carried her out like a big egg roll. You know, I have no idea how the fuck... I wasn't there.
Ugh.
It is amazing that they can grow a face on your tit.
I know.
From your leg. Yeah. To cry.
But here,
shut the fuck up.
They won't let you do stem cells here, you know.
Well, it's because we have an Anglo-Saxon government.
Didn't they just make a lamb?
Excuse me?
Stem cells.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What? I saw this lamb.
What are you talking about?
They made a lamb stem cells.
Is that it?
It was in water, like the Matrix.
Shut up, lamb. Oh, God.
Holy shit.
Wow.
I'm going to spontaneously combust up in here.
Up in here.
Did you get arrested?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
In a station wagon.
Ain't that some shit? That guy had a lot. DMX got arrested a couple weeks ago driving a fucking station wagon. It was like an old Pontiac station wagon. That guy had a lot of hits. He had to make a lot of money. What the fuck did he do?
He says that it was like...
How fucked up you are!
He said he had bad people around him. He completely squandered his fortune.
So did Allen Iverson.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Come on, man. Take a page out of MC Hammer.
Seriously.
Stop paying all your boys.
The entourages are shit. They're bullshit.
DMX was definitely paid. He was huge in like the late 90s. My God.
Where
my dog's at?
You know the line. You know the line where he goes, "They won't take this from me, baby." They did. They took all of it. They took everything he had.
He's so sad. It's so sad to see these people just be on top and then just don't fucking know what to do with it.
Whoa.
Why don't you just make another record?
Do you ever listen to some of his
because he's always fucking in jail
stuff?
Now.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's
but
not
rap
good.
Music's terrible.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's like he's trying to do what he did 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it's not coming off the same.
Well, yeah, because rap is ruined.
Yeah. He played a show at Johnny Brent or this very small club in Philly. It fits like maybe 500 people. He went on at 1 a.m.
That's why.
And 2. And got off at 2.
Nobody wanted to see him.
It didn't even sell out. And the tickets were $50.
That's a lot to see.
Yeah.
You're nobody right now.
He's nobody. I didn't go, and I love DMX. Would I have loved to see him? Yeah, but I don't want to see him like that now.
What other concert were you at that you couldn't attend?
I think I was at another concert. I haven't been going to any, though. I've been doing good.
You didn't go to Bon Jovi?
No. Someone asked me if I wanted to go to, and I hate Bon Jovi. So I said no.
Why do you hate Bon Jovi?
I don't like Bon Jovi.
Why?
I don't know. I've never liked him at all. My whole life, I've never liked Bon Jovi.
I mean, I'm not like a big fan or anything. I wouldn't go see them, but I don't hate them.
I hate them. If a song comes on, I change it. Yeah, I don't
like
them.
Wow, you're like, you really hate them.
Yeah, I don't like them. Hmm. I don't like Bon Jovi. I don't know why.
Were you molested by someone with a Bon Jovi t-shirt?
No. My brother lost his tongue once.
Only one time. Just once.
Wait. What?
Because of a Bon Jovi song. That Living on the Prayer song?
Yeah.
He was young, and he was on the couch, and he was jumping like John Bon Jovi playing the air guitar. He jumped off the couch onto the ground and bit his tongue off.
And that's Bon Jovi's fault?
No, but I have a bad correlation between the two now. Pain and Bon Jovi.
That's a perfect way to...
This song, right?
Now, when he does the whoa whoa part, was he like?
Hit the post.
Oh my god!
Dog. I heard these niggas is for real.
Dog.
Huh?
Dog.
Damn!
But I heard these niggas supposed to be like locking down the industry on some shit, on some power shit.
Dog.
On some station that's wagon shit.
So what I'm doing?
Right, right.
My man's in them is doing.
Do you have Richie Incognito's right. favorite song?
That's my niggas.
You know. No, this is fucking with me.
Right.
You fucking with.
This is one of my favorite DMX songs.
Yeah, this is a great one.
What have you done now?
It's like this room. It's dark and hell is hot. You think he's rocking this in his car? Maybe. In his wood paneled station wagon?
His wood grain.
Does he have like spree wells on there?
No, I'm gonna leash it up,
dude. Then Ozzy died.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, you know, so if you really look back at like in the history of music, I guess you could say, a lot of big names have fallen hard.
Lot.
I mean, look, MC Hammer was pretty fucking big for his time.
He's huge.
He was the it thing at the time.
He was like a pop culture phenomenon.
Right. That's what MC Hammer's doing now. He's putting a new roof on every night on his cardboard box. Can't touch this.
I would definitely say that MC Hammer was way more successful than DMX.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
He still makes like big time royalties.
Oh, he's gotta.
I mean, you're talking about that song will definitely be in history.
Oh yeah.
If there was like a Hall of Fame, that's
there is.
Can't touch this would be no. I mean, no. Like a Hall of Fame, like not like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, like they don't give like music, like actual songs. Like this is the best.
Oh yeah, gotcha.
You only see that on the you see that on the MTV or
like countdowns
VH1, right?
And shit. Yeah.
Right. The best songs of all. It's an opinion.
Yeah.
But if they actually had something like that, you know that'd be in there.
Oh hell yes, it was iconic.
Right.
And his broke is like he doesn't make that. He always said he's not broke, but he's not making the money he did make and can't afford his house, but he still gets.
Yeah, he's making more money than all of us.
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
Can everybody see Missy bobbing around?
Oh
music. You should have played hi.
Thank you.
Blessing me, what am I doing?
good.
I like Too Legit. Too Legit. Click.
Can't touch this.
Yeah, right. He really did fucking shit the bed, though.
Remember he tried to be a hardcore rapper?
When?
Oh, my God.
Pumps in the bump.
Yeah.
When was he hardcore?
Like,
you can't be hardcore when you can literally stuff your pants with all kinds of pillows and still have room.
He went hardcore.
He changed.
I don't remember that.
I forget the name of the song.
It was a couple years after he was, like, huge.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was part of Death Row.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. That's why he broke.
Yeah, right?
Suge Knight has all his money.
Suge flipped him upside down and took all his money.
When he flipped him upside down, did his pants, like, cover his head? Yo, man, you can't do this to me. I'm an icon. Yeah. Ah, the one-hit wonders.
Gotta love them.
All right, guys.
Vamos. Everyone just growl out.
Sounds like an angry poodle.
I know.
So that would make it pretty fucking silly, if you know what I mean.
We're a zombie. Fuck.
I don't know. Are we out?
All right, you fuck. Bye.
That was easy.
You want to pay some bills, miss?
Sure.
Go for it.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Next week, don't forget to tune in. It's going to be awesome. I don't know what else I'm supposed to say right now. I'm sorry.
Really?
I don't know why. You said pay bills, and now I'm confused.
Email.
Wrong.
Email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Call, leave a voicemail. And don't forget to go on iTunes and subscribe to us and give us a review. And also download the Riotcast app and listen to all the other shows, too. I feel like that was very terrible. I'm sorry. That was bad.
I agree.
I'm sorry. My apologies.
Do you want to do it again?
Stop that.
You want me to?
Yeah,
go for it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com. Make sure you give us a call at
5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing collars.
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
unmic'd. And yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals?
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in code word jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.